So we're here with conservative candidate, Mr. Michel Gauthier. Mr. Gauthier, could you tell us about some of your priorities that you announced today for the rural portions of the riding?
Yeah, one of the priorities is using the new tools, that is teleworking. This is something the pandemics have learned us. It's to use that new tools so we can work from home. And that means that in the future, after a good negotiation between the government and the public servant employee, we can expect to that many jobs, maybe hundreds of jobs from the public service, might be occupied by people living in MRC of Pontiac and MRC Vallée-de-Gatineau. Because with teleworking, a lot of these jobs now, in the future, in the near future, will be available for people living in rural areas of the county of Pontiac. So this will need a lot of negotiation. It's normal. It's a new way of organizing the work, organizing human resources. And we have to work on that because it will be a real new and useful tools to create the equivalent of new jobs in the rural part of the country.
High-speed internet is necessary for these types of teleworking jobs. How would you propose to improve internet and cell coverage? Just a continuation of what's sort of currently underway, or do you have any other different proposals in that regard?
At this time, the installation of high-speed internet all around rural areas in the Pontiac County are going on. And I'll just make sure that the deadline that is for fall 2022 will be respected. A few months ago, the federal government did tell us that they wanted to have high-speed internet installed for 2030. It's after pressure from the government of Quebec that this deadline has been put for 2022. So it's important that we achieve those installations as fast as possible because we absolutely need them to make sure we can use teleworking for public servants in rural areas.
And in regards to the Chalk River waste disposal project that's currently under review here, could you explain your position on this?
Yeah, my position is very clear. At this time, this project has not attained what we call social acceptability. And saying that means they didn't demonstrate that they can't do that project elsewhere, far from populated areas. At this time, this project is projected for at the Chalk River on a hill where water is flowing directly into the Ottawa River. That's unacceptable. And as far as I'm concerned, people of Pontiac can count on me on that issue.
And are you concerned that since the facility is operated by a private company, a consortium of different companies there, do you worry that there's the profit motive means that there's a less of a focus on safety?
I mean, it's quite possible. Because they didn't seem to have studied any other alternative, it's something like they want to have the cheapest solution possible. But when you're talking about nuclear waste, the price is not the only condition to decide on a project. You must always have in mind secure health and security for the people of Pontiac. And at this time, the answer to that is not okay. So, as far as I'm concerned at this time, I think this project is not acceptable.
And as far as your party's stance on firearms there, would you be able to clarify it? I know there's been some changes over the last few days there.
First of all, Mr. O'Toole has given some explanation on the conservative plan, but we must also see that the real problem is the fact that the Liberal government did not do its homework well in that bill. They just put something like 1,500 firearm that has to be prohibited without knowing if it's really dangerous arm, and they have written that project having in mind only to get electoral votes in the urban area without even asking, what about our hunters? What about those who practices arm shooting? In French, I would say it's a gâchis. It's a fouillis. And we have seen it when they deposited their last bill on that, when all the provinces and the municipality were against what was written in that bill. It's only been put on the table to have more votes in urban area of Canada. That's an electoral gain they want to do with that bill, not safety and security for Canada.
But just to clarify there, Mr. O'Toole has said that he would keep these 1,500 makes and models of so-called assault weapons. They would remain banned. So just to clarify, that is the stance of your party?
Yeah, this is what he said. And I guess that after the election, we would have to study more in depth that list with experts, with everybody concerned about that bill, and I'm talking about Hunter, I'm talking about people who have been victim of criminal assault with arms. And that will be made in a clever way, not in an electoral way.
Okay. In regards to forestry, it was a big industry in this region for quite some time. Now it's sort of been on the downturn for quite some time. So what is your position as far as bringing back the forestry industry here or ameliorating some of the issues there?
First of all, working closely with local elected officials, with the warden, with the mayors, and secondly, we have to explore means of developing new possibilities in transformation, first and second transformation. I'm talking, for instance, about biomass. There's an issue about that actually in the Pontiac. And one of the problem is an MRC, a rural MRC doesn't have enough money to pay in the long run for people trying to convince big industry to install themselves. There's not enough money on the table, and I have to work with MRC to find some more money and to make sure that they will be able to compete against anybody when they are looking for an investor in forest industry.
All right, Mr. Gauthier, I want to thank you for your time. Do you have anything else to add there on top of that?
No, I think we've talked about most of the important issues. Job in the public service, Chalk River, forest industry are really among the highest priority actually in the Pontiac.